Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Our gossip today includes Miley Cyrus is engaged to musician Max Mirando after 4 years of dating. I don't even know who this dude is. Dave Coulier revealed, you know, Uncle Joey from Full House. He revealed he's facing a second cancer diagnosis in a year after beating blood cancer 7 months ago.
Totally unrelated to the previous cancer that I had. And something flared on the PET scan, and it turned out that I have P16 squamous carcinoma at the base of my tongue.
Ugh, so awful. Anyway, he's currently undergoing 35 rounds of radiation and feels positive he'll beat it again. Lizzo wrote an essay on being canceled. She said, quote, all those years of being a good person don't matter to the internet. The internet doesn't care about what really happened to someone. It only cares about believing the hype. Agreed. Netflix released a playful sketch merging the film Knives Out with Sesame Street featuring Detective Beignet Blanc solving the mystery of who ate Cookie Monster's pie. And I realize this is a long one, but y'all are going to love this.
Someone ate me triple berry pie.
Aw, no one touched my sardine pie.
This a mystery only the world's greatest detective can solve.
Beignet Blanc!
What?
I have arrived to this street of sesame on a sunny day turned cloudy. We have a culinary culprit in our oven mitts. And to solve this confectionery conundrum, we must look right in front of our googly eyes at Cookie Monster.
That's so awesome. The short Forks Out, get it, instead of Knives Out, Forks Out, arrives ahead of Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery that streams on December the 12th. Willie Nelson is still very much alive, regardless of what the internet might say. He posted a few photos on Instagram of himself snoozing on a couch with the caption, if you believe those AI death stories one more time. Lady Gaga revealed her favorite scent with Colbert.
Favorite smell.
Favorite smell. Michael's neck.
That's her fiance, and she notes he doesn't wear cologne. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest will include 50 Cent. I'm just going to say it, 50 Cent. Charlie Puth, Chappell Roan, Demi Lovato, Maren Morris, Mariah Carey, One Republic, Pitbull, and Post Malone. And I got a dirt alert. Y'all. Okay, that's enough of that. Miss Universe Fatima Bosch has pushed back against rumors that her victory was rigged.
They make like this campaign of hate. My father has nothing to do with the organization. And it's crazy how you're going to buy a crown. Maybe in Walmart you can buy a crown. Yeah, but not in Miss Universe for sure.
People are saying her dad bought it for her. Yeah, okay. And finally, a Kardashian alert. Okay. Sit down for this one. Kim Kardashian has a masterclass for business, and she talked about the Skims naming debacle.
Skims' name was Kimono. Everyone hated it. They're so confused and cultural appropriating, and it turned into a huge issue. I issued a statement fairly quickly, like, I hear you guys, we're gonna make a change. I don't know what that new name is, but we will change it, so just hold a beat. And I'll be back.
Okay, so Kim's masterclass in business will feature her 10 Kimmandments, not commandments, Kimmandments, including things like you are the product, turn failure into strategy, know your worth, then add tax. Okay. I don't even know what. Do I issue an apology immediately?
What can I say except you're welcome?